Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
I just grew up not thinking I could do anything. My words were, I can't. I can't do that in regards to piano lessons or school, or I made bad grades. You know, I was just never excelled at anything, but my dad was always saying Philippians 4:13, you know, you can do all things through Christ. And so finally I was like, you know, just over and over he would say that. And so the older I got, the more I started to believe it, the more I started to achieve things. And then the talk goes into all the success in my career and working with celebrities. But then hitting this point where I realized that doesn't matter and I don't care about all that stuff. And so then how can I use my platform to help others in need? And then I go into all the humanitarian stuff I do, and then adoption and family. And ultimately I say that if I can do all this, then just imagine what you can do. So it's a very kind of inspirational Philippians 4:13 presentation.
But what's interesting is it wasn't explicitly, I mean, a lot of people, I mean, you're a Christian, you're involved in an evangelical church. You didn't like get up there and then you pointed people to do something bigger than themselves. Humanitarian, you mentioned your adoption, some of the struggles and the journey that's there. But it wasn't, you know, the music didn't start to play. And if you're not a follower of Jesus, you know, come today. Mm-hmm. You called them to something greater, but not something distinctly evangelistic. Obviously, that was intentional on your part. So is it for the greater human flourishing that's desire? I mean, your faith, you could pick up on your faith throughout. It wasn't a secret. So tell me how you walk that line. How do you point people to something bigger than themselves, but also as a follower of Jesus, acknowledge who he is?
Yeah, these are such massive questions. It's hard to answer.
Yeah, quickly. I know. I'm sorry.
But yeah, I mean, the world is just so deeply hurting. I mean, even with all the Paris attacks this week and all the, I mean, everything is a war. Like, Facebook is a war. I mean, every status update is somebody disagreeing with somebody else. And I don't know. I mean, obviously, I want to make disciples of Christ and all that, but I'm just trying to do that. You know, I love the quote, preach the gospel and when necessary use words. Mm-hmm. My version of that is go out and just do amazing things, do love people, pursue ideas that haven't been done before, the ideas that God's given me, be excellent, be creative, and let that be your story. I'm not even good with words anyway, so I would never be a pastor, and so I try to preach the gospel through art and creativity. And I've just learned in my career that these things I've done and the access I've been given to speak at these, you know,
crazy places,
World Domination Summit in Portland, things like that, and to be on set with Kim Kardashian or whoever, like, I've been given extraordinary access just by trying to be excellent in my craft and to be creative and pursue these crazy ideas that God has given me. And
Not at all secretive about your faith, but neither you know, publicly vocal in those kinds of settings about your faith. Yeah. So people can take two clicks and know who you are and your faith. So it's got to be a tricky line.
It is, but I feel so called too to, like, I mean, Help Portrait is this beautiful thing where we give photos away to people in need. But I've done photos for, transgender people. I've done photos for gay people. And I just so love working with people of opposing beliefs. And the things I want to do in the future involve that, too. Like, I'm just so tired of the wars we're waging online as Christians. And I'm like, it's to me, working with people doesn't mean you're accepting their beliefs or you're agreeing with them. But that's my way of loving people. Like, where I want to work with people who don't agree with me. I feel very passionate about that.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.